This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Again, 24/7, 365 news cycle. And so many things have happened in the world, right? A lot of distractions to take you away from the facts. So that's why we center it up here at Agenda 21 Radio, to give you the facts, nothing but the track. You know, we were talking about the millennials earlier, and what a tidal wave of truth is going to be coming everybody's way about the millennials and what they're looking for, what they are seeking to make a more perfect union. And New California will play right into that. We are millennial friendly, obviously. It's for the millennials, by the way. It will be their state. Okay, so we got a lot of ground to cover in the last hour. We were talking about the Venezuelan thing. It's that, you know, they got the credit default swap things going on. And according to Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden, which part of, is actually a very good source of information financially and everywhere else, they're one of our, we love Zero Hedge. And so they're one of our contributors. But the other, of course, the most important contributors that we have are the citizen journalists, who are emailing me right now as we speak, because I'm getting a little bips across the, you know, and when somebody emails me, I take off the little chimer thing, and I've got a little thing comes up on the screen, tells me, email, you got mail. So anyway, I appreciate that. paul@a21r.com is the email for me. Address for the website is agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Synonymous with Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, now, here we go. We were talking about Venezuela, and they've got some issues in Venezuela. Looking like California every day. I mean, California's looking more like Venezuela every day, excuse me. When will we get to the bottom of when the billions upon billions, even trillions of dollars that's available to California, when is that going to, when is that going to play out? I think, you know, California is such a rich state. And New California is going to be just as rich, if not richer than... Well, Old California won't be nearly as rich as New California. That'll be a fact. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, the spending of the government of California has just been over the top. Reckless, absolutely reckless. But it does help a lot of companies. In California, there's going to be a boatload of money coming to California from a number of different cycles. And this is what Chris Street has talked to us about. That if you are a state that is mineral or oil or gas rich, you're in like Flynn. And California has the largest natural gas deposits that we're finding out right now in right where I live, actually, in Northern California. And people are there to exploit it, of course. Lots of people, lots of money. And Jerry Brown's involved in it. Our own governor, because he supports fracking. Isn't that telling you something? See, he believes you can keep your doctor, right? Okay, so we got that one going on. Anyway, so Venezuela, their warning is out that 48 hours they've got as of last night, 10:23 Eastern time, according to Tyler Durden. So we're going to watch that. By Saturday, will they be defaulting? Probably. Okay, but we have something else. Illinois, who's also in the same situation. They're in a fine situation, right? Not only do they have just absolute over-the-top numbers of people being murdered and slaughtered every day on the streets of Chicago, and that seems to be okay with everybody, right? We're just used to it. Sure, as America, hey, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, I know how this whole thing goes. By the way, it's interesting because lawful abiding citizens in Chicago, if you're a legal gun owner, then obviously you must be an illegal gun owner legally, right? Well, or something like that, something crazy, because there's not a lot of legal gun owners there to protect themselves. Of course, people carry a piece with them all the time in Chicago. But this is an article that came up in Bloomberg. This is not your grandmother's publication. This is Bloomberg, one of the top-notch, economic writers or publications ever. Okay, Illinois' CFO doesn't know how many bills are unpaid. Came out this morning. Does that say? Yeah, this morning. It says, how big is Illinois' pile of unpaid bills? Even the state chief's physical officer doesn't know for sure. Come on, Bloomberg. This is kind of, I don't know if anybody in state government anywhere, or we don't know. You have to run an audit or something. Maybe we can get it all put together on some sort of program, and it can just press the button, and there it is. Those bills right there. We see them right now, a big long list of them. They can probably use it. Anyway, so the state sold $4.5 billion in bonds on Wednesday to help pay down the estimated $6 billion it owes to contractors, healthcare providers, and others who waited to get paid during Illinois' long record fight over the budget. But Comptroller Susana Mendoza, a Democrat, of course, a globalist. Just substitute that word for Democrat. Globalist. A globalist. Susana Mendoza, a globalist, says her office doesn't know the exact size of that backlog for sure, and she wants that to change. Under current law, state agencies only have to report to the comptroller once a year on October 1st and the amount of unpaid bills they had by the end of June, making the information already outdated by the time it's submitted. According to the comptroller's website, the backlog reached $16.6 billion as of October 24th, including an estimated $6.1 billion of unpaid bills with state agencies. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of unpaid bills to state agencies. So the growth of government, to get a better picture of how deeply Illinois is in debt, Mendoza is urging lawmakers to override Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of a measure that will require state agencies to report bills on a monthly basis and include how old the bills are, whether funds have been appropriated to pay those bills, and how much interest is owed. The Illinois House of Representatives voted to override the veto on Wednesday. The Senate must do the same, and so on. This is the first step. So you have this era of default, is looming, actually, even in Illinois. It isn't just Venezuela. It's Illinois, right? Because they've got a lot of problems. And California is not immune from these problems as a state, as so eloquently put out there by Chris Street. So they have their problems. Now, oh, we're coming up to a break pretty soon. Gosh, the books. I'm sorry. Anyway, so Illinois. And now, what about California? And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about California, because California is losing, 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 while Trump is winning, winning, winning. So there's got to be some sort of a problem going on there. Yeah. And some other things going on. I bet you didn't know. And this is kind of interesting. Plays into the Paul Ryan thing. Ruled out, GOP Amnesty's plan excludes E-Verify, allowing employers to continue hiring illegal aliens. Then there's another article that we're going to be talking about. Chris Korbach on GOP's amnesty plans, the American worker would get the raw end of the deal. Really? Now, I bring this up because haven't we heard this before? Oh, we're going to change it, we're going to change it. And then they come in and they don't change it. And that's a continuation of Boehner and everybody else who's been speaker since Newt Gingrich. Yeah. And Paul Ryan. Oh, yeah. We're just going to continue to hire those illegals and bring them across the border and make sure that all those charities get all that money for the slaves. Oh, did I say that? I did. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we are back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. U.S. District Court Judge Vince Chhabria denied a demand by California and 17 other states for a temporary restraining order to continue $600 million per month of Obamacare insurance subsidies on Wednesday. My God. My God in heaven. This is the article titled, Judge Rejects California's Attempt to Force Trump to Pay Obamacare Subsidies. I'm shocked to see good judgment going on here. I am shocked. Unbelievable. How dare they do that to Jerry Brown? Huh? God, what's wrong with that judge? And Chhabria. What is he? What is he anyway? Is he Mexican? Is he Venezuelan? What is he? Is he a white guy? Huh? Tell me what race is this guy, this judge? Is he a member of La Raza? Jerry wants to know. He's gonna get back. How dare this judge do this to Jerry Brown? Yeah, he did it. U.S. judge denied a demand for California and 17 other states. Says U.S. District Judge Vince Chhabria, a Barack Obama appointee, ruled against issuing an emergency order requiring so-called cost-sharing reductions, CSRs, payments to be restored while 18 states and the District of Columbia litigate an appeal of a lower court decision in favor of the U.S. House of Representatives that President Obama's annual authorization to make CSR payments was unconstitutional without congressional authorization. Politico reported that the judge was skeptical that the states had demonstrated that there was an immediate threat to consumers that rose to the level that the judicial branch should compel the executive branch of the federal government to make payments deemed illegal by another federal court. What? Are you kidding me? What I'm reading to you actually makes some sense, doesn't it? I'm shocked that the judge would do such. Come on. After all, this is Jerry Brown, right? How dare this? He's going to snarl at him. I'm surprised Jerry Brown Jerry Brown's going to show up in court and pontificate to that judge just exactly like he did to the state Senate back in July. Remember that? When we had suddenly all those host of fires, 22 fires, just all of a sudden, Shazam, here they are on July 7th. And then just last week and a half ago, we had another big fire. Now, it's interesting about that big fire in Sonoma County and Napa County and Yuba counties and stuff like that. I'm not getting a real good read and feel on what are the real numbers of people that are still missing on that. And so I traveled a long time the other night to one of the counties that's afflicted by all this. And gave a speech, so I asked them, I said, because they live there, I said, what is the word on how many are still missing that they can't account for? Now, in all fairness, I haven't looked today. I haven't done any research on this, but I'm just telling you my story because, you know, I want to know, inquiring minds want to know, because we've heard all these wild numbers of people that died in the fires in Sonoma and Santa Rosa and all that stuff, right? And every number's different. And I kind of get the feeling it's like the Department of Water Resources talking about Orville Dam, whether it's safe or not, right? I just have a sense for that sort of thing. So I asked people there in the affected area. I said, what have you guys heard? And I have heard the number that I'm getting from my sources is 200 people missing. 42 dead right now, but 200 missing. And then I've heard the outrageous thing that there's only two missing. And then dozens missing, And then somebody piped up, well, there's 175 missing. I said, really? And people are kind of shaking their head. And I said, so that is it like, is that what you're hearing around in this area? And then somebody said, like, well, 150 or something. And so these people in the area are saying the number two doesn't really work for them. But they have been hearing through their local news and whatever they have up there, they've been hearing that number of over 100 anyway. So, God forbid, I only want to. I want no more lives to be lost. Don't get me wrong. I'm just pressing for some facts and information. So that's the, you know, that's the range. So can you believe that anything comes out of Jerry Brown's mouth? But anyway, says the judge in a demanding, in a damaging comment to the states, commented that the states have already devised a workaround plan to mitigate harm from the loss of the CSR payments. And although you wouldn't know it from reading the state's papers in this lawsuit, the truth is that most state regulators have devised responses that give millions of lower-income people better health care coverage options than they would have otherwise had. Now, that's coming from the judge. Are you kidding me? This is the judge. See, the judge, this is it, guys. The judge wants to be on the winning team, too, even though he's an Obama appointee. Come on. Winning, winning, winning. I'm just acting like a smartass. I understand that. But I'm a little bit giddy after all these years of being pounded. People pounded on you, right? And you can take it. Because, you know, when you got the truth on your side, you can take it. The workaround plan to mitigate harm for Obamacare in the Golden State is regulators jacking up healthcare premiums for covered California by adding a surcharge of 12.4%. That's it. There's the answer. There's the workaround. Add more taxes, right? Just what all of you suckas wanted. That comes on top of the 12.9% increase already authorized for covered California, most popular silver plan in 2018. But that is just an average surcharge. Some California regions will see an additional 27% spike, meaning 2018 premiums would spike by over 40%. Glory be. Just what Jerry Brown wants. See, that's the workaround. See, Jerry, you got what you wanted. You got a workaround. Take it. Right? Oh, I'm sorry. Take it, people. Jerry's doing it to you. Breitbart News reported earlier this year that the Democratic-controlled California legislature had held hearings on the state adopting a single-payer health care plan. Listen to this. Listen to this. Okay, I'm going to start over again. Breitbart News reported earlier this year that the Democratic-controlled California legislature had held hearings on the state adopting a single-payer health care system under the Healthy California Act, HCA, as a replacement for Obamacare, taking over $287 billion of health care spending for 24 million residents. Sponsoring California State Senator Ricardo Lara, another communist, claimed the HCA would give every resident the right to health care because Trump and the Republicans don't get to pick the health care winners and losers. It seems to me they do. But the UCLA Health Policy Research Center estimated that if the bill passed, it would triple the size of California state budget. Oh, come on. Chump change. What are we, $123 billion now? Come on. What's another tripling? Let's go to four. Hey, you know, let's go to $5 billion in 1 year. What do you think? What do you think? Do you think we? Now, see, this is it. Despite huge support from the powerful California Nurses Association, which represents 100,000 acute care nurses, the bill, officially known as SB 562, languished in California in the assembly floor in June. Union co-president Deborah Berger called the Democratic leadership cowardly for supporting insurance companies over people. The California Assembly revived the nurses' single-payer health care plan initiative with 2 days of hearings on October 23rd and 24th, but Speaker Anthony Rendon has consistently said the plan is woefully incomplete. What do you think? How about it's like woefully overpriced? So, let's see. 1 year, California's budget is $123 billion, and then the next, it's $400 billion. Now that is the way you pay to play in California with Jerry Brown. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Get out! Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Dive back into the Hillary thing here because I think it's New York Post is asking a question. Why doesn't Hillary dossier trick count as treason? This is the New York Post asking this. Why doesn't it? Well, I think people have asked that question. I know many of us have asked the question. Treason. Treason is reason with a T. Bet you didn't know that. But now you do. Says, it's an interesting little tidbit here. I had to throw this in here because it was up, actually to be talked about in the first hour, but we just didn't get to that with all this stuff happening. So we're doing a little bit of cleanup in this segment here. It says, why doesn't Hillary's dossier trick count as treason? What's the difference between the infamous Russian dossier on Donald Trump and that random fake news story you saw on Facebook last year? The latter was never used by America's intelligence community to bolster its case by spying on American citizens, nor was it the foundation for a year's worth of media coverage. Then again, you get what you pay for. We now know Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party and the Democratic National Committee paid as much as $9 million for the discredited dossier to Trump, or on Trump. According to the Washington Post, a lawyer named Mark Elias, who represented both the 2016 Clinton campaign and Democratic National Committee, had hired Fusion GPS, a D.C. firm, working on behalf of the Russian government to soften sanctions at the time, to provide opposition research. Says the firm then hired a former British spy named Christopher Steele. This is the common story here now. Who reportedly purchased salacious rumors about Trump from the Russians. Now you might expect that the scandalous revelations of a political campaign using opposition research that was partially obtained from a hostile foreign power during a national election would ignite shrieks of collusion from all patriotic citizens. After all, only last summer, when it was reported that Donald Trump Jr. had met with Kremlin-linked Russian lawyer, a female, by the way, who claimed to be in possession of damaging information about Clinton, there was widespread condemnation. You can't do that. This is me now. It says, finally, we are told a smoking gun tied the Trump campaign to Vladimir Putin. Former Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine went as far as to suggest that the independent counsel begin investigating treason. Treason? Trump Jr. didn't even pay for an acceptance, accept research. The Clinton crew, on the other hand, did. They didn't openly push the contents of the dossier, probably because they knew it was mostly fiction. Instead, Fusion GPS leaked it to their friends in the media. The dossier ended up in the possession of most major news outlets. Many journalists relied on Fusion GPS to propel coverage. BuzzFeed even posted the entire thing for America to read, even though it was more than likely that its most scandalous parts were hatched by a foreign government. The memo dominated newsrooms that were convinced. See, the memo dominated. What memo are they talking about here? Let's see, where are we going here? Oh, the dossier ended up in the possession of the most major news outlets, and many journalists relied on Fusion to do this. The memo that were associated with it dominated newsrooms that were convinced Trump was a Manchurian candidate. No fake news story came close to having this kind of impact. Democrats in Washington are now pushing the Honest Ads Act, which creates a raft of new regulations and fines for websites that do not do enough to combat fake news. I wonder if we would follow into that category. Attempting to control the flow of information onto our screens, it is the hobby horse of would-be censors. But since they're at it, when do you get a bill that fines institutional media organizations that readily embrace bogus foreign dossiers? They didn't put that. Yeah, oddly enough, they would never even consider putting that into a bill. I wonder why. So they go on and talk about Paul Manafort, his connections, which we kind of covered here with the Ukrainian situation. And Paul Manafort is the guy who has got connections with the Ukrainian and leans heavily towards the Russians. And they went in, and it's pretty clear by this, it's pretty clear with Paul Manafort where he comes in, that he's got a lot of information that would really be damaging to Hillary. So enter stage left. Robert Mueller, he's always coming in from that left-hand side of the stage. Robert Mueller, who, by the way, we're finding out from all this information, and we're going to hear a source. The FBI finally is, and the Justice Department, are releasing this person. This has been under investigation since 2009. You might not have known this, guys, but that's what it is. It's been under investigation that long. And here is the deal. The deal is, this investigation is going to culminate in the next 6 months to a year, and there's going to be trials because the fact patterns that are all associated with this have already been well established over the years in all the hearings. So everybody who was talking about another useless hearing by the Republican establishment into matters such as Benghazi, uranium, all this stuff, this is all now going to start making a lot more sense to you, why the Republicans continued to have meeting after meeting and, you know, hearing after hearing, because they were getting the goods on Hillary. And they knew that at some point in time, the fact pattern that they were, it's pretty clear the fact pattern. And we've talked about the emails here on Agenda 21 Radio, making the side-by-side comparison. They know about the espionage rings and all the things that go along with it. See, they know about this stuff. So it's just quite natural that they would be able to have that fact pattern done and ready to go by this time. So they're going to do some more cleanup on hearings. That's what I think. And then they're going to listen to this guy that they're releasing so that he's going to come out. Now, keep in mind, I said this earlier, he's already been involved with cases in which they've gotten convictions out of this whole line of thought, this whole process of Hillary Clinton and the and all these. This guy is his bona fides is excellent, okay? So it's something that you just cannot discount about this. The validity of this particular witness is excellent, absolutely excellent. So we are going to say sayonara to these people at some point in time in the near future. But it's going to take time. And I'm asking everybody, just be patient. Just watch it. Get the popcorn and the sodas and just start shoveling it in and just watch it all go by. That's what you got to do. I'm just out there, right? Kind of a crazy conspiracy theorist. I hate it when this happens. There's nothing like a good old-fashioned conspiracy theory to put you to bed. Okay, anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, the sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. All this stuff comes together in newcaliforniastate.com website about how we're creating a more perfect union and creating the 51st state called New California. It's happening, guys. It's happening, and we're going to make it happen for anybody. And you millennials out there, there is hope for you. We're trying to create that, the hope fact pattern, if you will, so that you can become, well, members of a more perfect union. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and please email me, paul@a21r.com.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of really, really good things. Okay, so this is one of the things that just happened, actually. And that is that they approved in the House the budget, sort of paving the way, if you will, towards what is going on. Now, with the budget. In other words, you got to, you know, and tax cuts. You got to have the budget thing so you can get the tax. This is a proceed. So this is good. We are going to go to the Senate, and it is expected to pass. It is expected to pass. Now, interesting little things going on. The JFK assassination files may finally offer answers. This is something that people have been struggling with in finding out what is going on with John Fitzgerald Kennedy's assassination. Now, this is my original conspiracy theory. When I was a kid growing up, I remember vividly the things that happened. I can remember exactly where I was. I can remember the details as I was listening to them from the news. I was all over the story about JFK as a kid. This is where it all started. It was the genesis of my being a conspiracy theorist. And proud of it, by the way. Proud of being a conspiracy theorist. That's me. That's why you have this radio show, because of this.
Thousands of pages of classified documents from the JFK assassination are set to be released today. President Trump ordering the files to be made public, including documents from both the CIA and the FBI. My guest now is author of Case Closed, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK. Investigative journalist Gerald Posner is here. Thank you for joining us. This is something that you have studied extensively. We don't yet know if we will see all of the documents released today, but the president has certainly made his point that he thinks that it's time.
Yeah, you know, Sandra, I think that we may see every document and every word. And the reason I say that is the CIA and the State Department and the FBI have done what they've done before for 54 years. They've made a case to the president, or they're trying to say some of this material is still confidential because it has names of informants who helped American intelligence years ago. It'll be embarrassing if it comes out. I think Donald Trump may be the one president who's going to say, you know what, that's important, but the right of the public to know overrides that. I think he's going to release these files, and finally they should be out. I think for years we should have seen them. We have a right to know what happened in the death of this president.
As I mentioned, this is something you speak extensively on. You have studied for many, many years what happened that day. You've come to your own conclusions. What do you believe happened?
Before I started a study in the early 90s, I thought the mob was likely involved in the assassination because a nightclub owner, Jack Ruby, with possible mob ties, had killed the assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, 2 days after he was arrested for killing the president. Once I started a study, I came to the conclusion that it was Oswald alone, that the Warren Commission had made a lot of mistakes in their official panel in 1964. They got the basic conclusion right. And I also discovered a cover-up by the CIA and the FBI, not of a murder, but of what they told the Warren Commission because they were covering their own bureaucratic reputations. And that's what I think we're going to find in these files as they start to come out today. Some embarrassments possibly for the CIA about what they knew about Oswald in the months leading up to the assassination and how they didn't share that information with anybody. They've always served their own purpose as opposed to the purpose of truth and disclosure in this case.
And for the president's part, he tweeted, subject to the receipt of further information, I will be allowing as president the long blocked and classified JFK files to be opened. There has been a lot of exchange of information, thoughts and opinions shared on this leading up to this document release. Roger Stone, a longtime Trump confidant, has basically been urging Trump to release these documents. On the flip side, he says CIA Director Mike Pompeo, quote, has been lobbying the president furiously not to release these documents. Do you see any risk, perhaps, to national security for releasing these?
No, I don't see a risk for national security. As a matter of fact, interesting you say Roger Stone. I mean, Roger Stone, who thinks that LBJ was behind a massive plot with hundreds of people to kill Kennedy. We don't agree on anything about the case except almost the date that Kennedy was killed on. But we joined together just a couple of weeks ago in a joint statement asking the president to release these files. So I'm very proud to have been part of that effort with Roger Stone to appeal to President Trump to release them. And I don't think that national security is at stake. Sandra, what they are saying is the law that was passed 25 years ago gives the president the right to, if there's an identifiable harm to national security, law enforcement, intelligence, or foreign relations, to say that that harm is so great, those files should be kept. And when I say foreign relations, what they've been pushing recently from the CIA is the disclosure of these documents from Mexico City back in 1963, where there are names inside the files of Mexican citizens who went on to become prominent politicians and business people that were informants for the CIA. That could be embarrassing for the Mexican government.
All right, we'll leave it there, Gerald. Those documents set to be released today. I'm sure that you will be digging into every single one of them. Thank you very much for joining us today.
So a lot of information will come out. Now, I believe there's a conspiracy of some sort. And the reason, and I've said this, I just have a hard time believing that he could get off the three rounds they're talking about, number one, because I fired the weapon, number two. And number three, the fact that the triangulation from a number of different spots for an execution at Daley Plaza is incredibly fantastic, excellent. I mean, it's a sniper's paradise. And from many places, you could pull this off, and with multiple shooters. And to me, especially from the grassy knoll, I mean, that's just like, listen, you could probably, in my opinion, take a rock and hit him from the grassy knoll. It's that close. See, this is what's not revealed when you're not there or haven't been. I've been there three times just to do the research. So, I don't know. It, finally, maybe get some answers from the conspiracy theory's got to be answered for me here. We'll see. It might just be what he said. But I'm glad they're releasing it. Finally. Releasing it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm answering one of our listeners. What makes you think this now-released informant won't commit suicide? This is the guy who's supposed to testify in the Uranium One business. Because he is, she is testifying before Congress or a grand jury. It says, with the 80-plus Clinton dead, what's another one or three? All right. And with so many bad FBI, how do you keep him or her alive? If put in protective custody, look at the opposition to the releasing of the JFK tapes. How, this is very important. We do understand, yes, they're in protective custody. They have been in protective custody for some time. He's actually... it's a he, we understand, has actually testified in a number of cases, and these cases have yielded convictions. And they are guarding him like a hawk, preferably, I suspect, especially now the transition team has had some effect within the FBI from Sessions. And that's why they're doing this, because they feel comfortable. They've got a pretty good protective web around him. I think it's going to be after he does the testifying that there's going to be issues. But your point is very well taken, because you got G and B, FBI. Remember that. Anyway, and they're releasing this information. I'm grateful, because all these years of waiting to see what else the government has. And then there's going to be more theories on top of it, more conspiracies on top of that. And it's a booming business, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.